Through the Mountains, good morning with a KUAC Summit Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. Overnight, leading mushers made the climb over 3,600-foot Rosebud Summit, positioning themselves for the even bigger challenge, Eagle Summit. Morning hours are typically the best time to make the steady climb and precipitous descent of the often wind-scoured peak. Top teams rested up at the Steese Highway Mile 101 checkpoint prior to making the trek over the mountain, which tops out at nearly 3,700 feet. Two-time former Quest champion Hugh Neff of Fairbanks and past frontrunner Dan Caduce of Chattanooga were among several mushers in the early lead this morning as things begin to shake out after yesterday's start saw 18 teams hit the trail in two rivers. Summit Quest 300 rules require rest at checkpoints, and as Lex Trinan reports, that played into race tactics already on day one.
As he hooks up his dogs before the start of the 300-mile Summit Quest, longtime musher Dan Caduce says a new rest requirement means a lot more rest than usual for teams.
22 hours of rest in 300 miles is an unprecedented amount.
Normally, top teams are resting closer to 15 hours, but that rest is usually spread out evenly throughout the trail. This year's requirement means that the rest out on trail won't count for the total, but there will be fast runs in between checkpoints.
It's going to be a little bit more of a speed race because dogs will be fully rested after leaving each checkpoint. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
After a sunny, flat, and easy 40-mile loop, teams are still peppy and mushers are getting some quick shut-eye in their trucks. But up next is possibly the hardest stretch of trail, 70 miles over Rosebud Summit. In a normal year, that run would likely be split up.
If you've trained up a team, it's doable.
While Caduce is confident in his team, less experienced mushers aren't. Adam Lindenmuth is 28 years old and has been mushing for 4 years. He says he'll shoot for it.
The goal, if the dogs want to go that far, is to not split up any of the runs this time and see if they can pull that.
And for others with young dogs who are running conservative races, having the long required rest at checkpoints will get in the way of a normal run rest schedule. 24-year-old Lauro Eklund is running a young team, and he has some reservations.
It takes a lot of strategy away from camping on the trails, you know, which, you know, the old rest wasn't bad, but this is new, it's a new format, so it'll be fun to see.
Kailetti says she is definitely stopping, hopefully before Rosebud Summit and after the overflow that often shows up on this run.
I'll kind of watch them there, like how bad do they need 2 hours or 3 hours.
Part of her strategy has less to do with her 300-mile race and more to do with the dogs she's running. Her team is a puppy team of Iditarod champ Dallas CV. She has to make sure they're ready to pull Dallas next year at the Iditarod, and it's more of a mental concern than a physical one.
If you march them down a 70-mile run, they'll do it, but they're not going to be stoked at the end of it. So the idea is one day we want these guys to crush 1,000 miles because they want to crush it.
Some of the other younger racers also feel a bit let down not to have the full Quest experience of camping out on the trails under the stars, but they're willing to give it a try. Other races have included longer rest at checkpoints as well. The Willow 300 requires 18 hours. Race Marshal Doug Grillo says the Yukon Quest Board of Directors decided to make the rule change to see if it would help improve dog health.
So some people are okay with that, some aren't. We're going to give it a shot this year and see how it goes.
At the Pleasant Valley checkpoint, things have calmed down as the dogs have settled into a light rest. As he prepares his dogs for the long trip over Rosebud, longtime racer Hugh Neff says he's fine with the new rules, as long as the media can get some good photos.
If the vets deem that this is a good idea and it's good in internet land, so be it.
But there is a bit of nostalgia in his voice as he talks about camping on the course.
This ain't like the old days. This is a new age of mellow mushing.
But just as he says that, his dogs start yelping, and pretty soon the rest of the dog yard is in a frenzy. The top mushers pull their hooks and start their 70-mile speed run over Rosebud Summit. Reporting in Two Rivers, I'm Lex Trinan.
From the Steese Highway Mile 101 checkpoint, it's 27 miles to the next checkpoint at Central. I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2021 Summit Quest is made possible by Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.